Hi, Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jeweler cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paintwork from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
2024 Annual Property Value Report released for San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with some rain this morning, then showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Assessor's Office has released its 2024 annual report for property values in San Luis Obispo County. For 2024, there was a countywide increase in assessed property values by 5.03%. A total of around $74 billion from over 185,000 assessments. The report says almost a majority of this change came from changes in ownership, which added about $1.6 billion in added value. The median price for a single-family residence is also listed as $901,111, up from around $881,000 last year. The report says there is around $750 million in property tax revenue generated, with about 61.4% of these funds going to school districts and ERAF, and 24.3% to the county general fund. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. The nominations are due Friday, December 6th at the Chamber of Commerce, 1314 Spring Street. The listed criteria for nominees are persons who have made significant contributions to Paso Robles, have lived in the area for at least 5 years, involvement must not be solely based on employment-related responsibilities, and must have been a past Roblin of the Month, but not a past Roblin of the Year. The winner of the Roblin of the Year will be honored at the Chamber's 2025 Gala in March. CHP entering its maximum enforcement period for Thanksgiving beginning Wednesday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Adler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Adler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop adlershome.com this Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CHP announced they'll be entering their Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MEP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seat belts are buckled. CHP says during last year's Thanksgiving MEP, 1,047 drivers were arrested for DUI, and 27 fatal crashes occurred statewide within CHP's jurisdiction. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. Now here's an update from Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza.
The city is gearing up to pave Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills. There will be a need to reroute traffic the week of December 2nd to last for a couple weeks. And the northbound traffic on Golden Hill Road from Creston will continue. However, southbound traffic coming from the north will need to be detoured to Rolling Hills as the southbound lanes on Golden Hill will be closed because of the paving operation during the week of December 2nd. This is just on daytime hours, Monday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the end of the day, the road will be opened, and on weekends, it will be open. There's some electronic signs that will be posted later this week, the week of Thanksgiving, to give advance notice, and then the contractor also delivering hand notices to the residents along that street. Thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
That's Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza. With the Thanksgiving holiday this week, school districts across San Luis Obispo County will not be holding instructional days at various intervals. For the Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero, and Coastal School districts, students will not be attending school for this entire week. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for tonight. According to the City Council meeting schedule, the next meeting is December 10th and is the last one for this year. Additionally, there is no Paso Robles School Board meeting scheduled for tonight. With the holiday times comes increased travel traffic at the San Luis Obispo County Airport. The airport released a statement saying they expect a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's totals during this holiday season. They advise travelers to plan ahead. Arrive 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time, plan liquids accordingly with the guidelines for traveling on flights, and be aware that parking spaces may fill up quickly during peak travel times. In sports for the NFL, the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23 in Monday Night Football. And on Friday the 29th at noon, KPRL will have the Chiefs and Raiders game. In the NBA, the Nets defeated the Warriors 128-120, Oklahoma City over the Kings 130-109, the Celtics beat the Clippers 126-94. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns, the Bucks will go against Miami Heat, the Rockets will face the Timberwolves, and the Bulls will go against the Wizards. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Menendez brothers remaining behind bars for now. Eric and Lyle Menendez appearing virtually in the Los Angeles courtroom for a bid for freedom Monday.
It was, first of all, the first time that Lyle and Eric have been at least remotely in a courtroom in a number of years.
Attorney Mark Garagos adding the hearing was emotional, with family members pleading for the brothers' release. They're serving life terms for killing their parents in 1989. Outgoing DA recommending they be resentenced based on new evidence. Two children are dead, their father hospitalized after a hit-and-run crash in Rialto.
Upon officers' arrival, they located a three-vehicle traffic collision and found the driver of the blue Dodge Ram had fled the scene but was later located about a quarter and a half a mile away from the actual traffic collision location.
Sergeant Daniel Smith says the driver of the pickup was likely impaired when he ran a red light, T-boning the family's car. Two girls, ages 3 and 4, dead at the scene. Gas prices averaging $4.43 a gallon statewide. Jeff Scott, California News.
Make this holiday season scent-sational Fragrance is the perfect gift for someone special on your list, and Ulta Beauty has them all. Shop classic scents from Valentino, Burberry, and Carolina Herrera. Plus, check out can't-miss perfume kits from Ariana Grande. And wait, there's one more sweet deal. With a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get the coziest plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. So head to an Ulta Beauty store today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is Elisa with RE/MAX Success on Main Street in downtown Templeton. We have over 50 agents with offices in North and South counties. The market is still robust here. Our agents are looking for more inventory to sell to buyers ready to purchase in San Luis Obispo County. We specialize in residential, ranches, vineyards, commercial, and more. Let the RE/MAX Success team serve you. Go to RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The Port of Oakland continues to be one of the most important gateways for U.S. agricultural products. As of October, the port has exported nearly $8.5 billion in agricultural commodities this year, ranking number one in the nation in the volume of international refrigerated exports. Agricultural exports are especially important for commodities in the port's business, said Port of Oakland Maritime Director Brian Brandis. In any given year, agricultural products comprise between 37% and 45% of total exports from Oakland. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with some rain this morning and showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with lows right around 42, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Low 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, then 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees with some showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Overseas markets are reacting to President-elect Trump's tariff threat, rattling Mexican and Canadian currencies. Industrial metals and global automakers also under pressure, as the president-elect promises to make imports from Canada, Mexico, and China more expensive. Most economists say American consumers would just end up paying higher prices. And Burlington shares feeling a cool down because of warm weather. The retailer's sales of coats and cold weather gear taking a hit from the unseasonally balmy temperatures starting in mid-September, excluding cold weather categories, same-store sales would have been up 4%. Burlington's net income of $90.6 million, or $1.40 a share for the third quarter, is up from the $48.6 million, or 75 cents a share, a year earlier. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
K
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Attache Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To get going on this Tuesday edition, the right choice. Dusty to start us off with a link. Yeah.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. KPRL.
All right, now till 9 o'clock, get the email in if you would like a shot at this three-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's. So it's kevin@kprl.com. Again, now until 9 o'clock, I will notify you through the email if you have won. All right, so have some fun with that. Where are we? Well, I got an email that came in when Chris was finishing up the news, so we'll go right to this one. School closed. So our kids are failing, and what used to be 2 days off for Thanksgiving now is a whole week. Then in 3 weeks, they will get 2 weeks off, then another 2 weeks at Easter. This is about the teachers' union and not for the kids. Well, it's changed over time, certainly, including the names, by the way. They are now fall break and then winter break and spring break, where it used to be Christmas vacation and Easter vacation, but we can't do that anymore because we'd have to send them to safe spaces, because it's just absolutely abhorrent to hear those words. Anyway, I don't know how this stuff comes about, and I mean, there's required, I don't know, I think in California that they have to have 180 days of instruction. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think so. And, you know, when this email came in, it was kind of funny, because I thought about it for a second, and this has to do with, I overheard a conversation this weekend at the grocery store. And I think what people forget is how families have changed over time. Now, you can argue if it's good or bad. Many people would say not for the better. However, more families are, shall we say, not together. And that doesn't necessarily mean divorce. It's just that we're separated. We, and particularly in certain parts of the country, people used to live pretty close proximity of their family for many years. But now we have seen for maybe a couple of decades or more, that families are a lot more separated now. A lot more separated now. So this gives them, breaks like this give them more time to be able to go see their families, because that's exactly what this one lady was talking about. She said she's got a young daughter, probably in her mid-20s, and she lives in San Diego, and she works, and so we don't get a chance, so we're going to take full advantage, and we're going to go down to San Diego and spend the time. So that is something that I hadn't really thought about before. But it does make some sense to a degree. So, but they get their 180 days in regardless. Now, from a teaching standpoint, I don't know how difficult it is for them to start up and ramp up again. Chris, when you were going to school, did you have the full week off for Thanksgiving?
I recall I only had the 2 days off, but I think as time progressed, it eventually ramped up to the full week off.
All right. So when you had the full week off, now again, I know you were in honors, so it may be a little bit different. Did you have any problem ramping or, getting your mind back into going back to school?
You know, despite me being an honor student, yes. In fact, I hated having the whole week off in a way because it was just very bad timing with how finals and midterms are scheduled to have all this time off and then have to sort of relearn it all and then take the final exam. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how it worked, but I feel like finals took place maybe a week or so after we came back from Thanksgiving break.
All right, and now I'm guessing that what they would tell you before you went on break is now make sure you study over the holiday.
Well, not just that. Well, yeah, but at the same time, there's also new material to learn when you get back as well. So you have to remember the old material and learn the new one in about a week or so until finals have caught back up to you. Not fun.
All right, so you would rather have just had Thursday and Friday and then not have the Monday through Wednesday off, just the regular Thanksgiving Day and the day after.
Yeah, but I'm not one of the people who would need to travel for a Thanksgiving all that much anyway, so I speak from that perspective. I can't speak for somebody who was like the person you overheard at the grocery store, for instance.
Well, okay, so again, the other side of this is, well, you know, I want to go do this, I want to go do that, and again, family, we know it's important, but also, your kid's going to school. Your kid's going to school, and it's really a short time in your life when you're doing this with your kids. So at some point, and I don't, everybody's going to be different on, well, you know, we'd like to go see, Aunt Kay and Uncle Harry, but, you know, we've got things to do. Your education is more important. And I know many families would also, depending on if they're involved with school activities. For example, I know, you know, during the basketball season. Now, I don't know if it interferes with any of the vacation time or time off, rather. They have tournaments, so the kids are committed, and coaches will call practice. And if they, you know, maybe the bands or, you know, all these other things that are involved. And that's just part of when you sign up for the deal, whatever the responsibilities are, that you are not going to be able to have things your way the entire time. There are sacrifices you have to make. And again, if that means missing out on going to see Uncle Kay and Aunt Harry, well, you can do it when you're done with ever what you're done with. So anyway, maybe some of you parents have some thoughts on that. And teachers, is it more difficult to do this, to ramp up? I know, I think that, I can never remember, because when your kids aren't in school, you just don't, you're not paying as much attention. But there was a time, and maybe it was in a different state, where the start date after summer vacation would be after Labor Day, because you didn't want to, you know, come back from the whole summer, get the kids going, you know, introduce the teacher and what's going to go on, and then have a three-day weekend off. But I don't know how, if they do. I think schools go back in August now, I think. So anyway, just a couple of things to throw out at you this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. And I just happened to come across this today because it's, as you heard last week, that the Los Angeles City Council has declared that they are a sanctuary city, and they have no intention of following or helping out with the Trump administration if he does do say about the deportation. So now the sanctuary state law, but also the city law, I came across this little story that this guy, he's got a couple of kids. And he came to the United States illegally, and he is still illegal, and he's been arrested a couple of times. But he is worried about him being sent out of the country, and he has kids that were born here in the United States. Well, here's the first thing I thought of when I read this is, well, you came into the country illegally. You've been arrested. Obviously, you're a model citizen, and you're worried about getting thrown out. Why didn't you do the right things? So we're gonna have. I came across a story, and I'm going, well, what's the point of this story? This guy's a dirtbag, and now he's worried. He hasn't straightened up, and you came in illegally. Well, maybe that's a lesson your kids can learn. So he's worried about it. Well, you know, it's called doing the right thing. It's called doing the right thing. So we'll see what happens down the road regarding when Trump gets in. So 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And speaking of sanctuary cities, this is just one of a number I came across that so far this year in Los Angeles, over 1,200 illegal immigrants have been arrested. And almost half of them had previous criminal convictions. That's according to the information. Now, this said the agency, since 2021, they have gathered almost 20,000 non-citizens. Almost 40% had prior criminal convictions, including convictions for murder, homicide, and assault against children. And they want to declare themselves a sanctuary city, making their citizens safer. You got to love it. You got to love it. Absolutely got to love it. Also, moving along, I don't know if you heard about this controversy that's been going on up in San Jose State with the transgender volleyball player and a couple of schools from Utah. Well, at least one. I think they forfeited a game against them earlier in the season. And now that they're in the tournament, we'll see what happens. But a judge ruled, I believe, yesterday in Colorado that the trans player can participate on the women's San Jose State volleyball team. So I thought, well, okay. You know what DNA reveals? A lot of things. But it also checks for the sex gene. So if they're going to call it women's volleyball and somebody decides that they want to be something, how does that make sense? So the media out, not the, the social media outbreak of this decision from yesterday, and it went around the country, is that the girls competing against the San Jose State team in this tournament should just not play, basically forfeit the game. Forfeit the game. What do you think they should do? Now, we had the high school girls here in California saying, no deal, we're not going to play against that team from Northern California. So they automatically forfeit, and they stood up. But the college girls, I know sometimes this has come up, and I have read, and I don't know if it's true or not, regarding the ramifications from the university on the student-athlete. I did read a couple of times that if the girls choose not to play or compete with this, that they will lose their scholarship. Now, that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. It's unfortunate that these young ladies are put in this position, but they're basically being blackmailed into, you accept this or else you lose everything that you worked for. We're going to shove it down your throat no matter what. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Interesting question about this. You know, when you have judges in Colorado that are saying it's okay for this San Jose State player to play, that's insane. And unfortunately, it's gonna. This is gonna end when the rest of the girls, all the women, stop playing against this. Just everybody say no. That's what it's going to take, because they're gonna. Unfortunately, we're putting the situation where we have teenage girls and young 20 women having to be the adults in the room and just say, no, this is not right. We're not going to participate in it. As far as I'm concerned, if I could snap my finger, San Jose State would win that tournament automatically because nobody would play them. They'd all forfeit.
Well, what?
And that's how this would. That's how this is going to end.
Well,
that's how it has to go, unfortunately.
What about if it is, from what I've read, that the girls are threatened with losing their scholarships?
Well, that's the that's a tough one, but it's going to take all of them banding together and say no, none of you're not going to get us. You're not going to have us part. You're not going to have the girls that are quality athletes, shall we say, participating in this, and you're going to have to go down the line. I don't know how else this ends. It's a, because we the judges and the adults, the NCAA, they're running. These people are crazy. This is nuts. It's delusional. I don't get it. How can anybody go along with this?
Okay, so
I'm not going to participate with your delusion is what needs to happen.
The NCAA in many of its sports have expanded the tournaments. It used to be you just won one league and then you went into the NCAA tournament. Now you have the conference tournaments and so forth. And one of the reasons for that is money. Now, suppose, just suppose, in our little fantasy world here, that all the other teams in the conference said, we're not showing up for this tournament. How much money do they lose?
Well, there you go. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take groups of women and girls and teams banding together and all of them saying, no, we're not going to participate in this. Because then it will end. Because you're right. It's a bunch of money. And if the teams with the so-called transgender, because that's delusion, these people are delusional, the guys that do this are one of two things. They're either really nuts or they're playing a game. One of the two, and either way, it's not right, and it's got to end. It just has to stop, and it's going to take. We've seen what the adults in the room are doing. They're not being adults. I can't believe it. You have a judge that says that it's okay. Why? How? We have Title IX. We went to great lengths to grow women's sports, and now we're destroying it. The same people, ironically, or some of the same people, I should say. And they're destroying women's sports. They're gonna. This has to end. And the adults are going to have to be the girls and the young women. That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
We're in a time in this nation's history where we have to, some people are told to be careful of how you address somebody. Well, you know what? Let's just take the name of women's sports away. There's no such thing as women's sports.
Or, well, that's just it. That would fix it, Kevin. You're right. There are no women's and men's teams. It's just there's a volleyball team. There's a baseball team. There's a football team. And anybody can play.
Well,
We don't have NFL teams playing college teams or college teams playing high school teams. We have categories. We categorize things because it makes sense and it's fair. This isn't fair. That's a word that gets overused, the word fair, and it needs to be thrown back at them.
Well, it does, but again, you're talking about the adults that have made these decisions if they're going to have the guts to be able to do this. And I've said this for I don't know how many years now. If you want to, let's stop playing the games. We're going to have, at the universities, we're going to have one college basketball team, and the best 10 are going out for the team. Well, that eliminates the women, all the women, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And if the men want to go, and if the men want to go out for the softball team, there won't be that many women playing, will there? You take every single sport and just say, okay, we're just going to put this in. This is sports. There's no men and there's no women's sports. So you want to play these games? Here we go,
Kevin. That is reality, and these people are living in a delusion. People that are accepting this or promoting it or participating in it are participating in a delusion. It's not reality. And it has to end. This drives me crazy. It just has to end. I can't believe these people are so... What is it? What would possess someone to look at a guy and say, oh, he thinks he's a girl, so it's okay to play in team? Well, do you think you're being compassionate? What are you doing? What about the girls who are getting hurt or losing scholarships because these guys are playing? Where's your compassion? It's totally misplaced. That's what they refer to as narcissistic compassion. You make yourself feel good, but you're ruining somebody else. That's not compassion.
You asked the question. I can't comprehend their decisions. You know, you try to think about it and say, okay, I disagree, but maybe there's some... I can't even come close to that. Close to it.
You know, there's a lot of issues out there, Kevin, that you and I could discuss, that we might have some nuance, some gray area. This is black and white. this is night and day. This is cut and dried. It just, there's no in between, right?
Right. I mean, it's this simple. DNA can tell you whether you're a male or a female. Simple.
Yep.
I can't pretend that I'm a brain surgeon and go operate on somebody because I think I'm a brain surgeon. So you think you're a male, and you know, then why don't you compete against males? Because you're not any good.
No. You looked at the NCAA swimmer. He was like number 400 something in the men's NCAA, and then he goes over and claims he's a girl, and he wins the title going away.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, that's all the proof you need right there. There's a difference between men and women. And it's obvious when you see him play. It's obvious.
Yep.
You don't need a DNA test. That's just it.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just one quick thing before you exit stage left. If the man that thinks he's a woman wants to get into the sports, I would say, as long as he can prove that he's had an abortion, then let him in.
Well, maybe he's a virgin.
He would have to. I don't know how you would prove that.
Well, I don't either.
And where's the feminists? Were they all, remember when Rush was on air, all these feminazis and so forth, where are they now?
That is another good question.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. We're going to, as he said, exit stage left.
Local News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Assessor's Office has released its 2024 annual report for property values in San Luis Obispo County. For 2024, there was a countywide increase in assessed property value by 5.03%. a total of around $74 billion from over 186,000 assessments. The report says there was around $750 million in property tax value generated, with about 61.4% of these property tax value funds going to school districts and IRAF. CHP announced they'll be entering its Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MEP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensuring seatbelts are buckled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with some rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President-elect Trump announcing plans to enact steep tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China starting on his first day of office. Says he's ordering the massive tariffs of 25% to force the countries to stop migrants from crossing the border illegally and to crack down on those bringing deadly drugs like fentanyl into the U.S. Federal prosecutors moving to abandon two criminal cases against the president-elect. Fox's David Sponge.
President-elect Donald Trump's election interference case is no more. Special Counsel Jack Smith asked for the dismissal in both his cases against President-elect Trump, though we're still waiting for the appeals court to officially dismiss the documents.
And Israeli airstrikes continuing to hit Lebanon as negotiations progress toward a reported ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
Don't forget, email Kevin at KPRL.com now between 9 o'clock rather for the opportunity to win the 3-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Time for sports, brought to you by the Matchwood Specialist.
NFL Week 12 wrapped up last night as the Ravens bolted past the Chargers 30-23. Lamar Jackson ran for an early touchdown, then threw for two more. Justice Hill capped it off with a 51-yard scoring run. Week 13 starts with a Turkey Day triple header. College football's new playoff bowl comes out tonight. College basketball, number 2 Connecticut, the two-time defending NCAA champs, lost to Memphis 99-97 in overtime at the Maui Invitational. Also in Maui, number 4 Auburn tripped number 5 Iowa State 83-81 on a putback with 1 second left. NBA, the Celtics sank the Clippers 126-94 for their sixth straight win. Coach Joe Mazzulla.
At the end of the day, we're trying to be the best version of ourselves. We have an understanding of what that looks like when we're at our best.
Nets rallied from down 18 to whip the Warriors. That's Golden State's first home loss this season. Thunder rolled over the Kings. They take over the top spot in the West. Jaden Ivey's jumper at the buzzer lifted the Pistons over the Raptors. Knicks got 40 from OG Anunoby as they rocked the Nuggets. Magic swatted the Hornets despite 44 from LaMelo Ball. Pacers, Mavericks, and Grizzlies win. NHL, the Blues buried the Rangers 5-2 to give new coach Jim Montgomery the win in his debut behind the bench.
This is a talented roster. They've got a lot of guys with really good offensive hockey sense, and if we're committed to checking like we were, the offense is going to come.
Elsewhere, the Lightning blitzed the Avalanche 8-2. Brandon Hagel had 5 assists. A 5-goal third period broke open a tie game and gave the Sharks a 7-2 win over the Kings. Hurricanes got 5 in the final period to blow by the Stars. Capitals scored 3 in the third to punish the Panthers. Devils drilled the Predators. Nico Hischier with his first career hat trick. Wins for Vegas, Ottawa, Detroit, Winnipeg, and Seattle. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have a lot of football coming your way. Thursday at 9 o'clock, it's the triple header, the traditional game, the Bears and the Lions, followed by the Giants and the Cowboys. Then the Dolphins and the Packers, and a new twist Friday at noon. It'll be the Raiders taking on the Chiefs, okay? Chiefs are already licking their chops. All right, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Well, about a 60% chance of some light rain this morning. Could get some showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid-30s. Low 60s on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday, and a week from today. We'll finally get some sunshine beginning of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and it is 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Moving right along on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. And where am I? Oh, here we are.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Don't forget, email Kevin at KPRL.com if you'd like a chance to win that 3-month indoor archery membership package. They're on El Camino Real, Atascadero. Checking in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Well, there's nothing to report. As same as yesterday, they know the weather, and they like inside and curled up and all that kind of good stuff there. All right, Chris, we've run out of animal sayings.
Already?
So we're going to go a different route. It's body parts.
Okay, all right.
And remember, this
testing my anatomy.
This is, well, just remember here, we are licensed by the FCC. Let's see here. All right, I'll try this one. This is, a lot of these are old, and I can remember being told to do this.
Okay.
All right. Put some physical effort into what you're doing.
Oh, that's easy. Put your back into it.
Not so fast.
What?
No, not, that may be one. Nope, that's not the answer. That's not the correct answer.
Huh, okay.
So try it again here. Put some physical effort into what you're doing.
And it has to specifically mention a body part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to decide to put your back into it. I don't know what else it could be.
Let's see here. What kind of brilliant hint can I give you? WD-40.
Now I know it's probably got something to do with a lubricant of sorts, but
well, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I just don't know a saying that has to that really like encompasses that, though, and uses a body part. So I'm calling it.
All right. Apply some elbow grease.
Okay, I've heard that one before.
All right. Yep, that's it. Elbow grease.
Hmm.
All right, sir.
Almost.
Okay, where are we here? All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The office will be closed tomorrow and Friday. Chris and I will be here on Friday, but not tomorrow. All right, the world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. It's in the Oaks Plaza. Don't forget Kevin at kprl.com for that package. All right, moving along here. It's 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice. Okay. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out there at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. They're open every day. Takeout is available. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. This may be one of the easiest ones of all time. All time. Thanksgiving related. According to whomever that does these type of things for a living, what is the least favorite side dish for Thanksgiving dinner? The least favorite side dish for Thanksgiving dinner.
I think we did this one last year. Oop.
Well, that was a long time ago. I can't remember.
I do, because I got all of them right.
Oh, okay.
That aroused suspicion, I think.
Oh, that's right. That I gave you the list or something like that. Well, anyway, I may do this every year simply to pound it in that people stop serving it. Please.
Good idea.
Well, like, you know what? You can go ahead and serve it because you know, people don't have to eat it. They don't have to eat it, but here we go. Hi, good morning.
I think it's Brussels sprouts.
No, it's not Brussels sprouts, but that would certainly be on the list. Brussels sprouts should be outlawed against the law. They should not be allowed to be cooked or anything else. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Brussels sprouts.
I don't think so, not Brussels sprouts. Hi, good morning.
Cranberry sauce.
Yep, cranberry sauce is the least favorite. Do you like cranberry sauce?
Yes, I'll eat it.
You'll eat it.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay, then what would be the one thing that is somewhat traditional that's on the table that you will not eat?
Oh, boy. I think I'd eat everything. It's pretty good. I love it all.
Okay, well, that's good for you, sir. May I have your name, please?
Chuck Lundquist.
All right, Chuck. Well, enjoy the 2,000 calories and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, so cranberry sauce is the least favorite.
And I think it was yams is what follows it.
Well, each year it changes a little bit.
Okay.
Let me see. Others on the list of the least favorite include the green bean casserole, yams, pecan pie, and any type of roasted vegetables. Any type of roasted vegetables.
People don't like pecan pie?
Apparently not.
Oh, they're missing out.
All right. So is that your favorite pie?
No, that would be pumpkin pie, but I do love me some pecan pie.
Now, have your favorite in pies changed over the years?
No, it's been pumpkin pie quite consistently, I'd say. When I was a kid, I wasn't too fond of the idea because it's like pumpkin in a pie? Ew. But then you try it and it's like, oh, I can't get enough of this.
All right. Well, but it's on the list. Pecan pie.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. There is only one remaining meeting for this entire year, and that is on December 10th. Additionally, there is no Paso Robles School Board meeting scheduled tonight. With the holidays comes increased travel traffic at the San Luis Obispo County Airport, and the airport expects a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's total during this holiday season. The airport recommends travelers to plan ahead and arrive 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time and fill up quickly during peak travel times. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 51 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, to add to the cranberry sauce is not only the voted the most disliked, and nearly 50% of the people saying it is disgusting. Okay. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's